After a year-long shutdown forced by the coronavirus pandemic, Playhouse Stage Company will return to Albany's Washington Park this summer. I'm Jesse King reporting for WAMC.
If I should take a notion to jump into the ocean, tain't nobody's business if I do. If I go to church on Sunday, the cabaret all day on Monday, tain't nobody's business if I do.
Once again, music will fill the outdoor amphitheater in Washington Park. Park Playhouse has been an Albany staple since 1989, and after postponing its 32nd season last year, producing artistic director Owen Smith says he's thrilled to get back in the swing of things. This summer's lineup includes the Tony Award-winning classic Ain't Misbehavin' from July 6th through the 24th, and Matilda from August 5th through the 21st.
Ain't Misbehavin', which explores and celebrates the music and the era of the legendary Thomas Fats Waller, will be performed by a dynamite cast of five, including actors from our productions of Ragtime, Lady Day, Sweeney Todd, and more. It'll be directed by Jean-Remy Monet, the artistic director of the Black Theater Troupe of Upstate New York, making his Playhouse debut. Matilda, based on the classic hilarious book by Roald Dahl, will be brought to life in August by our wonderful cast of Playhouse Stage students.
If the announcement of Matilda sounds familiar to you, that's because the production was initially slated to run last year. In some ways, Smith says this season will retain a sense of normalcy. Patrons will be able to choose between paid seating up front or free seating along the amphitheater's hillside. But as with all reopenings during the coronavirus pandemic, the overall audience will be limited. New York State guidelines currently allow up to 200 people at outdoor venues without proof of COVID-19 testing or vaccination. Smith says that number may change as the state's vaccination rate increases, but for now the amphitheater is masking up and sizing down.
We will have 100 paid seats on the ground and our free seats in the amphitheater. Everyone will have to have a reservation in advance and a digital ticket to be able to visit Park Playhouse. They will not be able to drop blankets on the hillside willy-nilly. You're going to have a reservation so that we can ensure our social distancing map is adhered to and that our attendance cap is adhered to.
Tickets for both shows go on sale May 1st, with paid seating offered at tables of up to four people. Reservations for free seating start June 15th. Smith says the company will provide additional details on how those reservations will work in the coming weeks. If, by chance, you can't get into Park Playhouse this summer, you may have a number of other options as venues and events slowly start to awaken across the WAMC listening area. Earlier this month, Playhouse Stage Company announced it will host in-person crowds for its production of I Love You, You're Perfect, Now Change at Cohoes Music Hall starting April 30th. The Boston Symphony Orchestra launches a shortened six-week season at Tanglewood starting July 9th. And Cooperstown's Glimmerglass Festival is building an outdoor stage for its summer opera season starting July 15th. Albany Mayor Kathy Sheehan was one of several local officials on hand to celebrate the return of the Playhouse Tuesday. While she's happy to see venues reopening after a, quote, year interrupted, end quote, the Democrat urges residents not to forget how we got here.
As I look back on what we have experienced over the last year, I think that it's important for us to point out that literally lives were saved by the decisions that were made by organizations, as heartbreaking and as difficult as they were. And I'm really excited that Park Playhouse is going to be back. I'm hopeful that as we continue to get people vaccinated, as people continue to use social distancing and personal responsibility, really a lot of awareness around keeping themselves and their families healthy, that we may even be able to see an expansion of the number of people who can enjoy Park Playhouse.
For pictures and more information, go to WAMC.org. Reporting from Albany for WAMC, I'm Jesse King.